Today is Wednesday, the 25th of January, 2023, and I'm stood in the center of Edinburgh. The streets are busy with lots of people. I can see children with parents shopping for clothes, families in cafes and restaurants. But across the street, I can see a man playing the bagpipes, and they sound a little like this. In Spanish, you might know them as las gaitas. Maybe you imagine someone with ginger or red hair wearing a kilt, or una falda escocesa. It's probably very weird, but in Edinburgh, in the capital of Scotland, it's normal, because today is a special day. Today is Burns Night.
Hola a todos, soy Molly. Tu profesora de inglés favorita. Hoy voy a hablarles de una celebración escocesa. Pero soy de Inglaterra, no de Escocia. Tengo muchas preguntas. Así que le pregunto a mi amiga Heather, what is Burns Night?
Basically, Robert Burns, but as we Scots call him, Robbie Burns, was a famous poet.
Robert Burns is the national poet of Scotland, and you can read his most famous poems online. After his death in 1796, his friends commemorated his death with a gigantic meal, otherwise known as a supper. Traditionally, Burns suppers are held on Robert Burns' birthday, the 25th of January, and people all over Scotland have a feast, or un banquete, with their families and friends. But this isn't any normal meal. It goes a bit like this. First, there's the piping of the guests. This is when a bagpiper says hello to the guests or los invitados and plays the instrument. If no one plays the bagpipes, traditional Scottish music is played instead. Next, the host or el anfitrión gives a speech, dar un discurso. Typically, this is a mixture, una mezcla, of English and Scottish. And my friend Heather performs it pretty well.
Some hae meat and canna eat, and some would eat that want it. But we hae meat, and we can eat, and say the Lord be thankit.
Don't worry if you don't understand this. I don't understand it either. But Heather goes on to tell me all about her favourite part, the first course, also known as the soup course.
My family likes to eat Cullen Skink, which is a soup made of fish, potato and onion. Then we start the main course.
This is the part I am most excited to tell you about. Haggis. Haggis is a Scottish dish that comes from a sheep. It is mixed with oats, avena and seasoning, condimentos. And that it is boiled in a bag, hervido. Everyone stands up at the table, and the haggis is brought in while the bagpiper plays. But before eating, the host reads a poem by Robert Burns, and it's called Address to a Haggis.
Fair fa' your honest sonsy faith. Great chieftain o' the pudding race, aboon them a' you tak your place, pinch, tripe or theorem. Weel are ye worthy o' grace as lang's my arm. The groaning trencher there ye fill, your heart is like a distant hill. Your pin would help them mend a mill in time o' need. Or throw your pores the dews distill, like amber bead.
So I'm stopping the poem short because it's very long. And besides, I need to explain what neeps and tatties are.
Have you heard of them?
No?
Well, it's how Scottish people call turnips and potatoes. In Spanish, nabos y batatas. And they serve this food with the haggis. After lots of toasts, or brindis, the host says thanks and everyone stands to sing a song called Auld Lang Syne, which sounds like this. I can't play too much of the song because of legal issues. And in truth, I find it annoying, but don't tell anyone. And so, as you can imagine, people continue to eat and party. Normally the adults drink whiskey and the children drink iron brew. This soft drink similar to Coca-Cola, except it's bright orange. So the Scottish people are pretty famous for this drink. And they are also famous for partying pretty late. Unlike me, I normally go to sleep at 10 o'clock in the evening. I'm a bit of a grandma. And on that note, I'll say goodbye. But I hope you enjoyed the first episode of this podcast, because I really liked sharing the tradition of Burns Night with you. And so, what celebrations do you have in your country? Let me know on Instagram at Miss Molly Welsh, and join me next week when we will explore more of Scotland as I go north to find the Loch Ness Monster. Or as you say, El Monstruo del Lago Ness. But please, be nice about my pronunciation. I'm learning too.